Chi si fa piccolo.
As usual on Wednesday mornings, thousands of enthusiastic pilgrims packed into Paul VI Audience Hall, where they were received by Pope Benedict XVI. The Holy Father had flown to Rome and the Vatican via helicopter in the morning from his summer residence at Castel Gandolfo, which is situated about 40 miles southeast of Rome in the Alban Hills. The Holy Father based his catechesis on a theme taken from the text of Psalm 130.
Dear brothers and sisters, Psalm 130 presents a familiar theme of spiritual childhood. At its center, we find the image of a young child peacefully resting in its mother's arms. This scene is marked contrast to the arrogant attitude depicted at the beginning of the psalm, an attitude the believer rejects in favor of humble trust in the Lord. Far from being blind or automatic, such abandonment is a conscious, serene, and mature entrustment of self to God. Just as the conclusion of the psalm invites all Israel to hope in the Lord, we too place our hope in the one who gathers us to himself and offers us certainty, peace, and life. But heeding the words of John Cassian, a Christian writer who lived at the turn of the 5th century, we must guard against conceit which destroys all virtues and afflicts most, especially the powerful. Let us make the psalmist's words our own and turn to the Lord, not with pride, but in silence and peace.
The Holy Father concluded with greetings of the English-speaking pilgrims who had greeted him so affectionately.
I extend a warm welcome to the English-speaking pilgrims here today, including groups from Japan, South Korea, Jamaica, and the United States of America. I thank you for the affection with which you have greeted me. May you have a happy stay in Rome. Upon all of you, I invoke the peace and joy of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
I'm Chris Altieri.